The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. We just got done talking about Mary Marvel, and now we're going to talk about Mary Marvel a little bit more.
Yes, you know, and we're going to talk about some Black Adam-ness. We're going to talk about some Shazam franchise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we should just state right out the gate here that at the time of this recording, neither of us have seen Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods, Gods of the Fury, what a dragon movie, whatever they're calling that thing. We haven't seen it, so there will be no spoilers for this. You know, and if you've seen that movie and you're listening to this after the case, then, you know, sorry for you talking about things that we don't know and you're screaming at your phones. But we went to the Patreon. We put out the call on Patreon to get some questions about Shazam, and we're going to answer some of your questions live on the air here for the GHL Extra. So let's do this.
Yes. Okay. So let's start out with the Black Adam of it all, because I think that that is pretty fresh in everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Jones says, how do you think the Black Adam film either positively or negatively affected the new Shazam film, and are you all excited about it?
Okay, so that's two different questions. He's asking, are we excited for the new Shazam movies? And then do we think Black Adam has affected the box office of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a great question. Because Black Adam technically, actually, do you mind or do you want me to look it up?
What do you need?
Well, I was going to say, let's look up the box office.
I'll look it up.
Look up the box office of Black Adam.
Look, I haven't seen Black Adam, so the only one who can speak to this is Jason.
Yes, I saw it in theaters, and I did not think it was great. It's fine. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it also was nowhere even close to good. But I believe, unless the numbers otherwise, that it was a failure. It was not considered a financial success.
So it grossed $168.2 million in the United States and Canada, $224.8 million worldwide, for a total of $393 million.
Worldwide, $393, okay.
Yeah, which is, you know, an awful lot of money. Now I'm going to go find the budget for you. Dun, 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 dun. Why don't they just put this in the top?
Usually it's on the Wikipedia.
Yep. Okay, so the budget is, I mean, there's a huge range between 190 and 260 million.
It was 260.
So if it's 260, yep, you have to double that for advertising.
They didn't.
So you're
didn't
over
it.
$500 million. They didn't even touch it. No.
Yeah. So it's not.
I mean, it is an abject failure, but it's not like a huge stinking failure, but it is a failure.
Usually those ranges mean that the studio never officially published a number, but we have seen numbers at both. And I will tell you,
it's always the higher number.
It's always the higher number. It's because a studio doesn't want to admit
how much money they spent.
How much money they spent. And they will tell you the lower number to make it perceived as a hit.
Yeah.
But no, it was the higher number. Yeah. So in no reality was Black Adam a success. Not critically and not financially. I did not enjoy it. I really did not enjoy it. I thought there was a really good Justice Society movie buried in that movie.
Yeah.
All the Justice Society stuff was rad. All the Black Adam stuff was boring and really dumb. I also thought that when your character wears a black costume and the best idea that you can come up with is to do an action sequence to the Rolling Stones Paint It Black. If that's the height of your creativity, then something's wrong. Because Black Adam, I actually do think you can make a Black Adam movie that would be good. And I actually do think The Rock is perfect casting for Black Adam.
No, he's perfect casting for Shazam.
He was great. He's casting for Shazam. So, look, as much as Warner Brothers doesn't want us to think the two characters are connected, they're connected. They basically have the same symbol on their chest.
It would be like saying that the Joker and Batman are connected.
Yes. What people know, Black Adam has like infiltrated the consciousness enough, you know, that people know that there is a evil Shazam and they know it's Black Adam.
Yeah.
Partly because of The Rock talking about it, but now because of this movie. And to me, whether or not they're not connected, and they aren't, you know, even though the Wizard Shazam is in both movies, like Diamond Hansu was in Black Adam.
Yeah.
Which I was actually surprised by. I actually was shocked when he showed up into it, because I figured they were going to keep it very separate.
Good for him. Get that paycheck.
I agree. And he's a treasure of an actor.
Incredible actor.
It's going to affect Shazam.
Yeah.
But here's the other kicker of Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, would you mind going to the Wikipedia page and looking up how much money Shazam made? Because I know Shazam 1 was a hit, but I don't think it was a runaway hit. Because
I think you're right.
It was a hit. I liked the first Shazam fine.
Okay, I've got the numbers.
Please go ahead.
Okay, so budget 100 million, box office 366.1 million. So it was a runaway hit. It tripled its budget.
Okay, but
so even if you double that, so it's 200 million for advertising, it still made 366.
But it didn't get across 500 million, which is interesting.
No, and it certainly didn't even get near a billion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's not
that's the metric that MCU people like. I know. Everything against.
But most movies don't go anywhere close to a billion. But that's interesting that it didn't even come close to five. So it was not a hit. But it was not a runaway hit.
Well, I mean, I'll say this behind this paywall with my full chest. It's because it's a bad movie. It's not a good movie.
Yeah. So, look, I will say for the Shazam 2, I don't think any of the trailers are good.
I think it looks like a CGI mess.
I will say this. I think they just stole to me, I watched that trailer and I say to myself, okay, so Captain Marvel is fighting the dragon CGI models from Game of Thrones. That's what it looks like. They look like the dragons from Game of Thrones.
Can I tell you, that fight gives me Shang-Chi final act vibes.
Yes. But I think it's a bad trailer. I do think Black Adam is going to scare people away from it. But I also just think, I think the trailer is going to scare people away. And I think most people's reaction, or and at least in our circle of friends, to seeing the Shazam 2 trailer, I remember when it started popping up in movie theaters, the reaction that I saw from most of our group of friends was, they made a sequel to that? Not, oh my God, thank God they made a sequel. Even though we knew it was like, you know, I think the only people that are excited for Shazam 2 are like super comic book fans. That's who I think are excited for this movie.
Can I tell you the thing that I actually think is going to be
a bigger blow
against Fury of the Gods than Black Adam?
Zachary Levi?
Is Zachary Levi.
Yes.
And some of his state, if you don't know what I mean, I leave it to you to Google.
Go Google it.
I will leave it at that. Yep. I think like the Flash has to fight Ezra Miller. I think the call's coming from inside the house on that one.
Well, it's funny because I remember earlier in this year, I think it was in January, when the Zachary Levi of it all happened, I remember having some conversations with different people basically saying like, oh, is the kid that plays Blue Beetle the only good person that is like a star, is like a DC superhero at this point? Like, is he the only, are we going to find out that he like robbed banks at some point? Like, you know?
Okay. I want to also tack, I wasn't going to bring this question up, but you've evoked the dragon like two or three times now.
Okay.
Enemy of Dr. Fate Ramon asks, do you think the sudden popularity of Dungeons and Dragons has anything to do with the movie trailer's decision to show a literal dragon in it?
I mean, that's not a bad call. To be honest with you, I just think it's a lack of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Shazam is a character that deals with magic.
Yep.
And Shazam is a character that deals with... The Rock of Eternity is in a different dimension.
Yeah.
Right?
It's deep fantasy.
So... honestly, when you extrapolate, we always talk about, you know, in improv, there's an exercise, top of your intelligence. You always talk about, okay, if I'm a doctor, if I'm playing a character that is a doctor, what are the basic things I know about brain surgery? Okay, I know you scrub your hands. Mm-hmm. I know you wear a mask and I know you do a stethoscope. So as long as you play that, like people seeing you will be like, oh, I know that is what a doctor does. So let's take that to Shazam, right? Rock of Eternity. Magic.
Yep.
Magic characters.
Gods and goddesses.
Magic things.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. So that means that maybe we should see a character that doesn't exist on Earth. Okay. Well, that dragon's number one on that.
Yeah.
But what if we push it a little bit further?
Yeah.
What if we see a creature that is original to our movie?
Uh-huh.
Why don't we invent a dragon-like thing that, like, a Cthulhu, or like, what is our version of that?
Well, or dare I say that the Shazam moniker evokes the Greco-Roman pantheon, so why don't we go get something from the Odyssey that we haven't seen in pop culture?
Why don't I pull that out even further and couch it in the idea that why don't we do the character that we introduced in the after credit scene of Shazam number one, Mr. Mime, who can turn into a dimensional freaking monster and chase you.
I asked Jeff Smith if he thought we would ever see like a proper Mr. Mime movie, and he said we better.
So, forgive me, whose question was this again?
This was Ramon.
Ramon always asks great questions.
Also just has a delightful name to say.
So Ramon, I just think it's a lack of creativity. But, you know, you're probably onto something that, you know, some of these people were probably D&D heads. And they
also House of the Dragon, you have to think about, right? Game of Thrones.
That's why I keep saying trendy. That it looks like Game of Thrones, where I'm like, oh, is this how they saved money? Did they just take the character HBO model? Assets,
because they're owned by the same parent company?
Yes.
How dare.
They're like, we go backwards. The only reason Gorilla Grodd ever appeared on The Flash was because there was another CW show. Yes. I can't remember what it was that did a gorilla and they took the model.
Yeah.
Because they could afford it. Because one, so it's the same thing. It's the reason why, like, certain, the only reason why you saw full spacesuits in Star Trek in the late 90s was because they built them for First Contact.
Yeah.
And then the TV shows could use them. So I'm wondering if that's the only reason why we have dragons is because they just took the character
dragon
model. We have the dragon models.
Give me Meraxes, give me Caraxes.
I want to take this back.
Stream smoke.
I want to take this back to our first question about Black Adam.
Okay, I got one more question for you. So
It's fine. Black Adam should have been the villain of the first Shazam.
100%, if not the first Justice League movie.
Yeah, he is Shazam's Joker. And it is ridiculous that because of attitudes and studio people that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That is because The Rock didn't want to appear in it.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. We should have recast then.
Look, and I'm going to say this as an actor. There's a reason that actors are the people in a production and on a set who are the lowest ranked, who your only job is to take notes and apply them.
Mm.
Actors shouldn't always be making editorial decisions.
Yes. Thank you for that, Jenna Ortega.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Google that if you mm-hmm. haven't. Okay. I want to close out with this question from Brian J., who says, should the DCU, I'm going to also say the DCEU.
Because it's not the DCEU anymore.
Well, you know, the DCFU, the DC Film Universe.
Just say the DCU. Just DC
Studios. I mean, like, we can talk about comics or we can talk about movies. Okay.
Sure.
So should DC have a Fawcett Comics Elseworld branch of movies or shows, or should the Shazam family be in the main film series? We touched on this a little bit in the main episode. Do you think the Fawcett Comics characters should be? Because I don't think they're as well integrated into the DC universe as even the Charleston characters. Charleston.
Yeah.
I was like, wherever Blue Beetle comes from.
Man, Brian, you just opened a whole big old can of worms.
Yeah. What kind of worms, though?
Bad ones.
Poison ones.
You know... I mean, great question, Brian. I just want to say that, but it's a difficult question to answer.
Great questions do open cans of worms. Can I start with the thought, and then maybe you can percolate a little bit?
Go for it.
When The Rock was cast in the DC film, DC Studios, whatever, Warner Brothers.
Just call it the DCU.
Jason was very much like, he should play Shazam. Also, because are you going to waste the opportunity to have a BIPOC actor with the powers of Superman standing next to Henry Cavill? And then they gave us another white guy with the powers of Superman standing next to Henry Cavill. And I think if you are going to keep Shazam or any of the Shazamily in a larger Justice League universe, you have to have a really good reason, because you have two characters who do by and large the same thing. And I think if it's going to be two white guys, give me Superman every single time.
Well, for number one, look, number one is, I think we as fans give way too much fucking deference to continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it doesn't matter anymore. We have broken and rewritten and retconned and backwards retconned and remade and redone and flipping these movies so many times at this point that I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what continuity this movie is in. I don't care whether it connects. I don't care. I care is the movie good?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a good story, and do I enjoy it? That is my paramount. Whether Shazam connects or not, I don't give a flying, you know, I don't care. And that is a byproduct of the internet and film fandom and kind of what we're doing as well. Like we've helped spur that on as well.
Of course, commentating, you know, on it, discussing.
Yeah.
And that's also not a knock on Brian's question.
Oh, no.
So
I'm not.
Like, please, Brian.
No. I'm just, I'm putting a foundation down.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking Brian at all.
So you can build your house on top of
Brian's a very smart gentleman. I've met him in San Diego. He's very lovely. Yeah, I'm putting this foundation down that, saying all that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have separate universes in film. Because I just think the movie going audience is automatically, like I'm saying, I don't think they care. So they're not going to keep the chart. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the problem that Marvel is starting to run into now, and Star Wars is going to start running into it now, where people are going to start showing up to movies and being like, what is this?
Yeah.
What happened? And they're like, oh, you should have watched the 10 episodes on Disney Plus. And they're like, yeah. But I only make so much. I can't afford Disney Plus. What?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, that's why I say like separating Shazam out, I think complicates it. They should exist in their own universe. This is what I think is the best solution for Shazam going forward. I think we really need a Batman the Animated Series style cartoon
like about DC Shorts.
Shazam.
Mm.
Give us everything. Give us the tone. Do all the characters, make them and put them in their own pocket, and then like wait until season three. If you get to season three, then the Justice League can show up and we can deal with that. But I want that cartoon so bad. It would be the perfect. And hopefully that's my hope, that the movie puts Shazam enough in the consciousness that we get that cartoon.
Okay, Sam Register, I know you're listening.
the head of Warner Brothers Animation or DC Animation.
Yeah. If you,
I do think he follows me on Twitter, actually.
Yes. Also, Intern Brego is up to some business in the background, so I apologize. I keep looking at him.
But Brian, Brian, I hope that answers your question.
But I think the idea of an animated series is great, and I think a way that you could make it different than like, well, is this not just another like Superman the Animated Series? This is not just another Teen Titans or whatever.
Set it in the past.
Set it in the '50s.
Yeah.
Or the '60s, and then you could have it. You could balance those sort of like Archie Comics, G-golly things that they struggle with these characters, bringing them into the modern universe that like ironically Archie Comics doesn't struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have said that, or you have said that, and I have bogarted your opinion as my own about the Fantastic Four for a long time as well. Sort of leave them in the past.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's difficult and it's difficult with Shazam because so many creators and fans, we've tried to eat our cake and have it too.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now reaping the bad desserts.
The rewards such as they
are.
The not good rewards because
of that. And we're at the point now where it's like, we need to make a choice on this and we need to just stick with it. But the problem is that because, you know, capitalism and,
because business
and
gets,
corporations,
business, yeah.
We're never going to make that decision.
Yeah.
And I kind of think we need to, because otherwise I think we might kill this character for good.
Well, because every time Shazam has been at the height of its powers, in my opinion, it's because it's done something in something like the Monster Society of Evil, where it's in its own little pocket universe.
Look, Power of Shazam ran for like 50 issues.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's one of the, besides the original, it's one of the longer running, like,
yes.
Think about how many Shazam books we've had in the last 15 years. So many.
Yeah.
Because none of them can make it to issue 12 before they get canceled.
Well,
and I think that tells you everything you need to know.
But it also shows you that, you know, we say this a lot, the right creative team can tell a great story about any character.
That's right. So anyways, I will say this as our first GHL extra that we're like soliciting fan questions. Fantastic.
Yeah. And just because we didn't use your questions doesn't mean that they were not good or not up to snuff. Like what I tried to do for this one was group things that I thought were thematically similar or that we weren't going to address in our.
And also
lesson.
Just because of time, we not. Yeah. But yeah, I will say like.
No, y'all crushed it.
We put out the call for questions because we were like, oh, Geekish Lesson needs to change. I really like this. If you all out there listening to this can keep providing us wonderful questions like this, and these were great, great questions.
Yeah.
This is going to go swimmingly, I think.
I think so too.
So yeah. By the way, I almost had Elvis call into the Mary Marvel episode to talk about why you don't love Captain Marvel Jr., but I never got around to it. Elvis Presley was going to call GHL Extra.
I like Captain Marvel. Hot take, Billy Batson is one of the least interesting characters in the Shazam family. Freddy of the boys.
Yep.
It's Freddy and Mary are the best two characters.
100%. All right. Thank you so much for your support, everybody, and your amazing questions this time around. Keep looking for those posts. Thank you for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.